This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing? I want to share with you a story that just happened to me, I think this week, I think it was last week, I can't remember. But subhanAllah, it's just, you got to listen and you got to know what I'm talking about. So my Quran teacher, she's from Egypt, and I live on the east coast of the States. So anyway, she always likes to share with me, like, you know, stories to encourage me, to push me. You know, I don't have this convert, you know, student who mashallah is repeating each ayah, I don't know how many times, and this and that, just always trying to kind of like push me and tell me, like, you know, pull your act together. So anyway, I think it was last week, she was talking with me and she's like, you know, I have this convert student who just converted to Islam. She doesn't have anybody. She doesn't, who's Muslim in her family. She doesn't have a community. She doesn't know about a masjid. She knows nothing, all by herself. And she's in the States. I was like, oh, so cool. Give her my phone number, you know, or give me her contact number if she wants, and I'll reach out to her. You know, she's local here. I'd be more than happy to help in whatever way I can. Yani. Anyway, so turns out the sister she's talking about is all the way in the West Coast, right? If you guys know your geography, America, North America is huge, right? It's like a whole continent by itself. It's a big part of the continent. So I'm all the way on the East Coast. The sister's all the way on the West Coast. My teacher is in Egypt, right? Africa, totally different. You have to cross the, you know, the ocean. So anyway, you know, she took my phone number. We started, you know, communicating and whatnot. And then while I was talking with her, like, you know, just doing this, whatever, I'm not really thinking. And then, subhanAllah, she's telling me, you know, I made so much dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now my dua is coming true. And it hit me so hard. I was like, Ya Allah, do you realize what's happening here? This sister in the West Coast of America made dua, right, that she gets help, you know, whatever it is, you know, tutorials about, you know, just finding a community, how to pray, whatever it is. And because she had such sincere and ikhlas with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah accepted her dua and sent her the help, the aun from Egypt. Like, can you imagine? Like, she's in the West Coast, teacher's in Egypt, I'm in the East Coast. I was like, Ya Allah. I was like, subhanaka Rabb, when you have that ikhlas, when you have that, you know, haqq tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have such trust and faith in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you know that He is sami'a, He is all hearing, and that He actually hears your dua, and that He is mujib, that He actually responds to your dua, look at the result, look at the beauty of this. Like, I called my teacher and I was like, do you realize what just happened? Do you know what you told me? And she was like, no, what are you talking about? I was like, this lady is like in the middle of nowhere, and she made dua, and then Allah, you know, accepted her dua through you in Egypt. Like, subhanak ya Rab, like, what beauty is this? So many times we kind of like give up, we kind of like make dua just as a, it's a motion, we don't even think about it, we're just like, oh, we're making dua because you have to make dua. But do you really have that yaqeen, that trust, that, you know, you're 100% sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says tajib, that He will respond to your dua? Do you have that true haqq tawakkul on Him, that you really rely on Him and know that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it and it's good for you, that it will happen, right? We just lack that, you know, we lack that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever undermine any small action, right? You don't know who you could be helping. But also, do not give up on making dua. Wallahi, Allah is sami'a, and Allah is mujib, and Allah is so generous and so kind and so kareem, and He has the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Lahu mulk wa khazain as-samawati wal ard. You know, and He loves to be asked. So how can you not put your hands and ask? And have that sincerity, have that, you know, ikhlas in your heart, and watch the way He makes things happen and move. Aoun from West Coast of America. The aoun, the aid comes from all the way across the ocean, from Africa, from Egypt. Subhanak ya Rabb. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya Rabb grant you and give you the risk of making dua, because that in itself is a sustenance. May Allah, ya Rabb, Allahumma rizukna dua. Ya Rabb, please grant us the ability to make dua, and ya Rabb, grant us the ikhlas and the sincerity. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabb al-alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.